Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. There's his squeaky voice. Good morning, listeners. That's not where. Use your words. Bonjour. Ohayo gozaimasu. Ni hao, ne ho. Kia hale.
Mabuhay.
Buenos dias. Buongiorno. Buen dia.
And
guten tag.
Hola.
Hola. Привет. Здравствуйте.
Salud. Guten tag.
Todaleha. Marhaba.
Ciao.
All that. To everybody all around the world that listens into the show, we appreciate you so much for sharing our... We do appreciate so much all of your efforts to grow the show with us.
Of course, hello.
And of course, hello.
English.
Interesting. This morning, I'm not having a cup of coffee. I'm having a glass with ice of Fentonman's Botanical Cola. Curiosity Cola. A botanical cola made with, botany, I guess, and ginger, and it's quite cool and refreshing and delicious. So that's my coffee substitute today. So right on Fentimans Curiosity Cola, since 1905.
Mm-hmm.
1905, when nothing was regulated and everybody was being poisoned. But not by Fentimans quality products. So Thompson, what are we talking about today, man? You're drinking some milk, as you are wont to do.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
We're talking about... the human body and... the electricity system.
Oh, right. We were talking about combustion engines yesterday and making analogies between the human body and car engines, weren't we?
Yep.
You know what an analogy is?
No.
An analogy is when you're talking about one thing by talking about something else that's on a parallel. You know what a parallel is, right? Two things that run alongside each other but never meet?
Yeah.
Like you're not a car, and a car ain't you. But you have a lot of similarities to the way a car works, right?
Yeah.
Like, you both need fuel to generate energy to move your bodies around.
Yep.
Okay, so that's like that is an analogy. When you're trying to discuss something sort of from the side, you know, coming at it sideways.
Yeah.
So, can you tell me now what an analogy is?
An analogy is, you know, like... you know, like, a glass is not me, and I'm not a glass, but we both have two similarities.
Very good. Uh-huh. Very good. So what about cars and electrical systems in the human body? What's the electrical system inside the human body?
The arteries run the blood, and when they stop... The ones that go is the arteries, which carry the blood. The veins are the arteries that have dried up blood.
Okay. Well, not kind of. The arteries are the outbound lanes that carry oxygenated blood, and the veins carry deoxygenated blood. It's blood waiting to be reoxygenated by the lungs.
Yeah.
So what would that be in a car? What system would that be in a car?
We breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. Plants do the exactly opposite.
They breathe in carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen.
Yep. It's because plants need carbon dioxide to make the leaves. Maybe.
Okay, but what about a car? You know, with an internal combustion reciprocating engine. What are the arteries of a car, of an internal combustion engine? Could it be the fuel system?
Yeah!
Right, the fuel system. The fuel system carries gasoline to the combustion chamber where it's transduced into energy to drive through gearings and cams the automobile. And the electrical system in a car translates to the nervous system in a human, which is also electrical.
Yeah, that's right.
Without your autonomic nervous system, the second of your two nervous systems, you know you have two nervous systems?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yep, one of them is your conscious nervous system. I'm trying to remember what the name for that is. But the other one is the autonomic, and that's the one that keeps your lungs breathing and your heart beating and your blood pumping and your organs functioning and all that stuff working.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes. You don't have to think about hearts and breathing, and they just do it, you know?
Yeah. If you didn't have that, you wouldn't even be human.
Well, you'd be dead.
Yeah, without the skeleton, you'd be nothing but a big pile of junk, maybe. A big pile of skin.
That's exactly right. And the skeleton is like the frame and the chassis of, and the suspension of the car.
Yeah, this is a connection of two arm bones. See? The elbow?
Ah, yes. Now, is that a hinge joint or a ball and socket joint?
Ball and socket.
No.
Oh, that's the shoulder.
Right. The shoulders and the thighs, where the femur and the pelvis meet, those are ball and socket joints. The elbows are hinge joints.
Yeah. They're the ones that do the working. See? Because those bones can't bend.
That's right. Long bones don't bend. They flex a little bit so that they don't snap, but, yeah, they don't bend.
Yeah. Yeah, the only part of your bone that bends is this, or is these guys, the elbows and knees.
Very good, Thompson. So we've had some fun with some analogy today. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Merhaba, all you Arabic people out there. Mabuhay, all you Tagalog people out there. And ni hao and konnichiwa, all you Chinese and Japanese people out there. And don't forget, hola, all you Spanish people out there.
And Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. We'll see you tomorrow.